guys, and welcome back to the English Speaking Frenchie. Today I have decided to share with you a book review, and it's actually the very first time that I record a book review. I have recorded quite a lot of podcasts about books and why you should read and the stuff you may read, you know, book recommendations, but a review, it's the very first time I'm recording it, so I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I hope it's going to be for the best. Today I would love to share with you a review of the book called Convenience Store Woman by Sayaka Murata. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Being French and having my French accent when I say names, I'm not sure it's, you know, good for the name, but if you know how to pronounce Sayaka Murata's name, just tell me in the comments, you know, in phonetics or by exaggerating the letters so that I can know and understand, because I think it's actually an author I'm going to read more of in the next year. So Convenience Store Woman is a book I gave 5 stars to. It's, oh my god, I don't really know how where to start, but it's just so good. I have loved that book so much. It's around 100 pages long, so it's quite a short read. It's a book I think you may read in a day. I think I have read it in 2 or 3 days, but really, you can read it in one sitting, even though, given that I'm going to talk about that, the topic is a little bit harsh, I would probably recommend taking your time with it, even though it's rather short. To give you a little bit of a summary, it's the story of a woman who works part-time at a convenience store. She is 30-ish and she isn't married. All of that is a choice of hers, so she works in that convenience store because she likes it, and she isn't married because she doesn't want to get married. She has never felt pressured to be with a man or with a woman, actually. She's just not pressured to do anything at all, and she lives a life that she feels happy in. The problem that she encounters is that the people in her life see things very much differently. To start with, the people she works with actually don't really understand why she's still working in that convenience store, because she started working there when she was, I think, around 18 and when she was at university. But discovering that she actually liked that convenience store, she dropped out of university and started working here, well, part-time, but, you know, as a full-time job, in a way. She isn't doing anything on the side of the job. And so the people here are, and there is a big turnover, and everyone is just wondering why she's still here and why she's not a manager after, I think, she's been working here for more than 15 years. And so people are wondering. And her friends and family are wondering as well about why she's here. So she tells her friends and family that she has health problems and that it's why she is only working part-time, and she tells the people at her job that she is actually in need to help her family member, one of her family members who is sick, and that it's why she can't work full-time and it's why she's choosing that job over something a little bit more quote-unquote qualified, because you will actually understand my thoughts about working at a convenience store, because I think it's just totally a great job. So she has that life that she loves, and she has all of those people who apparently for her own good say that she should live differently, but she doesn't want to live differently, okay? And so it's quite complicated here, because we are following her adventures in 130 pages, I think. And yes, at some point she... I don't want to give big spoilers here, but there is a man working at that convenience store who is actually not a very kind man. And he has the same kind of problem, which is that he isn't following society's rules. And they both try to get into a little bit of a relationship, even though it's a fake relationship, in order to be able to be actually together, so to be a couple, and to actually have at least that part of their life figured out for other people. And we understand that the people in the life of the main character are very, very happy for her, even though she doesn't look happy with that man, because she is actually not loving him and she isn't in a true, real relationship with him. But the people in her life are more inclined to... it's more important for these people to think that she is actually quote-unquote normal than to know that she's happy, because, well, she's happier without that man. But the people in her life are happier for her when she is with that man, because they want to actually make her more normal, which is quite a terrible thing, I think, to think when you are a... when you love someone. I mean, you should always want the people you love's happiness, but not your own definition of happiness. You can't force your definition of happiness on people. And that book is very satirical and very much criticizes that want of society to make people more quote-unquote normal. But there is no normality. I don't think normality exists, and I think that the author thinks the same as I do. And, you know, that main character that we're following the path of has another little, I would say, problem, which is that she doesn't really have her own personality. She always takes some parts of the people who surround her personality, and she takes the trait that she wants and implements those traits into her own life, which means that, for instance, she takes... a colleague's laugh, and she laughs the same way as she does. She has another colleague who wears a certain brand for her bags and shoes, so she buys the same bag and shoes. She really wants to actually be more normal, because she is a different person. She is unique, but we are all unique, but she is very unique. She has a certain way of living her life, a certain way of wanting things to happen. But as people are not okay with that, she actually acts as if she were someone she is not all the time. And that's a very, very, very tough topic to cover, I think, for an author, especially in only 130 pages. And here it's just a masterpiece. Let me tell you, it's so beautiful. Of course, I haven't been able to read it. I think it's a Japanese book. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I think it's Japanese literature. Of course, I'm not able to read Japanese. I would love to, maybe, I mean, at some point in my life. But I have read the book in English. I know that it's also translated in French. And it is called La Fille de la Supérette in French. So, I mean, if I have, you know, French readers and listeners, just know that it's translated in all languages as well. And yeah, I really, really recommend it. The language is just so beautiful, the sentences are so beautiful, and my only little trigger warning here is that when you read the cover, it's actually written that it's a very comic book and a very funny book. I haven't found it funny at all. I think it's actually covering a very serious topic, which is the fact that you need to enter into a case, into a case in order to be considered normal by society, and that's a very harsh topic. And also, as someone who have myself worked at a supermarket for 3 years, and I have my mother who has been working at a supermarket for more than 20 years now, I know how people working at supermarkets tend to be considered. That's terrible. Honestly, I have been very ill-treated, I would say, when I was working at that supermarket. And I know that my mother has been judged also very poorly because of her job. But let me tell you that you can work at a supermarket and love your life. You can actually even love your job. There is nothing wrong in working at a supermarket or here at a convenience store. And yes, I think it's a very interesting read, especially for those of you who have worked in supermarkets or convenience stores and have felt that pressure to actually do something else, because it's just as if people in your life couldn't understand how you can just be happy that way, be happy doing your thing. And I also think that it's a very interesting book for people who don't want to be in a relationship, because, well, As someone who is myself in a relationship but has worked at a convenience store, it's more of the convenience store part that I can relate to. But I think it's also very interesting for people who are in a who aren't in a relationship and don't feel the need or the want to be in one to read that, because, well, you're not alone. A lot of people just don't feel interested in relationships at all, and it's not wrong. Even though people in your life, especially parents and friends, may tell you that, well, there's something wrong with you, there is nothing wrong with you, just let me tell you. So yeah, I really think it's a very interesting read. It's a hard read. I mean, the topic is very, very tough, but it's a short read, and if you have time to dedicate to a book, maybe just read this one. Try it. If you don't like it, well, let it go. But yes, I would really much advise you to try it. And even if you are in a relationship and you have never worked at a convenience store or supermarket, have a read, because it helps you understand things a lot better. And I think that it helps you be more open-minded to read that kind of book, which is one of the goals of art and literature in general. So yeah, just I really hope that you liked that format. It's very weird for me to publish a book review in a podcast format, but as you have probably understood, I try to convert every single post I publish on the EnglishSpeakingFrenchy.com as a podcast in order to give you more flexibility, I think. So just tell me if you like that, or if you would prefer me to maybe just read the review, because it would be like a lot quicker. Just tell me, I'm open to your suggestions, and as always, I wish you the best of all days. Bye!